This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 22. Intercultural to the whole world. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 8. And Saul approved of their killing him. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. This week, let's focus on another important mission word, intercultural. To be intercultural followers of Jesus means that we engage with people from different ethnic and cultural backgrounds to join in God's mission to the whole world. If we look closely at the early church in the book of Acts, we can see this principle in action. Jesus spent most of his teaching ministry among his own Jewish people, but he gave many hints that the good news of the kingdom is intended for all nations. The focus of missions started in Jerusalem, and when believers in Christ were scattered because of persecution, they preached the word wherever they went. Jesus had promised that his followers would witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And in our passage today, we see an example of how the preaching of the gospel spread from Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria. As the good news of Jesus spread, it crossed ethnic boundaries. And within a few years, missionaries like the Apostle Paul and others spread the word of God's salvation in Christ throughout the Roman Empire and beyond. Today, the fastest growing parts of the church are in places like Africa, Asia, and Central America. Jesus' promise is still unfolding today. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you that your good news is for everyone from every culture and nation. We pray for your worldwide church and for missionaries serving in cross-cultural contexts. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.